Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored. And today I am joined by one half of Two Peas in a Pod because we had technical difficulty. Welcome, Teddy.
Of course. I'm so glad to be here. I know we spent like 20 minutes trying to get Tam on, but you guys have a different setup because of where you live and we can't figure it out.
We're in the Middle East and we only have one way to podcast out here. It's a bit annoying, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm super excited to have you. And actually for today's podcast, since I'm the new global face of plastic surgery in America now, I'm like super happy to have you. And I thought it would be really good because I don't think I've had such a response ever to anything except my new face.
I know. Well, I think the incredible thing is Sergio posted a video and I think that got everybody like a flutter. Like it's you getting on and
hey. Oh, she's here.
Tara's in.
Hey, we got the full set.
I am okay, in.
Now,
just so you record, I asked Eddie to figure it out and he figured it out in 1 second. Sorry.
And well, you know, I was going to say ask your husband, but then I didn't want to be that sexist woman that said that only men can do
this
stuff.
That's all right. I always have to ask my husband because I can't figure this shit out.
We're here. Thank God. Well, I was just to catch you up. I was saying, Tamara, somehow I have become the global face of fucking plastic surgery. My face went viral. So since you're all on here and it's been people seem to be fascinated by faces. Well, there you are. And I want to say, everyone out there, that two of the people that helped me the most through my journey was Tamara and Teddy.
Yeah. I am a huge fan of doing things that make you feel good. And if you love it,
yes.
And I think sharing it is so huge because I actually think it's almost more harmful to others to believe, oh my gosh, this person's face just changed. Or like for me, like, oh, my neck just happened. I used this magical cream and this made this go away. Like, no, yeah, it's good.
I'm glad that you guys both came forward and were open and honest. I think that I was probably the first one on Bravo that went on Watch What Happens Live 15 days after I had my lower face, lip, and eyes done and just announced it. Like the people that hide it and no, I want people to know like, no, shit falls as you get older and you can get it fixed.
Can I tell you what was more important than anything? Because I don't think people really understand. Even watching you, Teddy, I watched you walk around with a bandage and I thought, amazing, good on you for just doing it. But no one can prepare you for being wheeled out and seeing the mess that is your face the first day.
Yeah, I actually have a picture of being wheeled out and Eddie's trying to take pictures of me. And you know, you're so drugged because I'm going to an aftercare facility and I just put like a towel over my head. I'm like, I'm not taking pictures. You leave me alone.
Well, because you've never seen that as well. It's slightly terrifying. And, you know, once you've got the skin around your ear kind of buckles, so it's not flat when you see it.
Yeah.
And then you've got staples at the top and you're like,
And then the hair is matted.
Oh yeah. With iodine and blood and God knows what. So like, even though you obviously documented it and I'd seen both of you go through it, I hadn't seen that, you know, nobody had prepared me for that. And so when I was able to, thank God, text both of you and say, is this normal? You know, I didn't go crazy. And I think that that is really comforting because you really do feel like you may have just ruined your entire bloody life.
And I feel like we totally trust each other because we're sending each other pictures of ourselves that were not very pretty.
Yeah, I sent my worst one. And I was like, no, don't worry. You're still fine.
You're still fine.
Yeah,
I did. I had staples and stitches. And
well, I was saying also, it's cutting out the noise from everybody else because I have a lot of friends that are surgeons. And I went to one surgeon who said, oh my God, you know, who uses staples anymore? It should be up, not slightly backwards. So I'm going, oh my God. And he's like, it's a total disaster. So that's when I called both of you. And then I realized, no, people still use staples.
Listen, any doctor that will tell you something like that is not, to me, a good doctor. They should
just jealous.
They're jealous. They should never talk down on other people's work or it's that goes for like hairstylists and everyone. Like if you're talking down, that I don't like that.
I had a full blown panic attack in the office.
Aww.
But anyway, as it happens, I have absolutely healed beautifully. And I'm I had it done on the 10th. Where are we now? 29? Is it 19 or 20?
We're the 30th today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So 21 days. 21 so you had days. It done on the 9th, you said?
9th. Yeah, 10th. 10th. And actually.
10th. Oh, okay. So 20 days.
Yeah. It's incredible. I was told that I have done a full facelift. Deep plane.
Oh, you did. Did you do your forehead too?
No, but he said he did a dual deep plane facelift. It's called a facelift. I don't know. And with a bra inside where he rebuilt my cheeks with my own fat.
Oh, wow. Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Where did you go? Were you in Dubai or were you in LA?
No, I was in LA. I was at Dr. Steve Kim. He is amazing in Beverly Hills. And I chose him by one picture, which is my girlfriend, Kat Sadler.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. And I felt like she's, you know, looks amazing. I, you know, you go to surgeries, you look at books of nameless, faceless women that we don't really know or, you know, and I know Kat and she got on the phone with me and she showed me her face just as I felt comfortable looking at you, Teddy, when you showed me everything. And that, for me, that's enough of a recommendation, right? That, you know, my friend looks amazing.
So well, I did not have forehead done. And I'm talking with my doctor now about doing a laparoscopic little bit of lift on the, because my eyebrows are getting heavy and there's only so much you can do with Botox.
Yeah.
And so filler starts to look a little.
I don't do filler.
But something I want to warn you about that my doctor told me, and I was very grateful for this. So the 3 months post-surgery, you will have, like, you know how you had that one anxiety where you were like, oh my gosh, did I ruin my face? Did I ruin my life? All of that. It will happen one more time.
Why?
You're going to go through one other portion of healing. It's like, because right now your nerve endings haven't fully come back. Like, are you still a little numb right here?
Yeah, I'm numb all the way down my ears. Yeah.
I'm still numb. I'm numb right here.
How long have you been?
So after I started getting my nerve endings back, I was really uncomfortable it was probably about a week and a half. And I got back to this place of going, why did I do this? This was a mistake. I didn't want to feel this way. I can't believe it wasn't worth even how much better my neck looks. This is the biggest mistake I ever made. And I called my doctor and she goes, Teddy, did I not tell you around the 3 month mark, this was going to happen?
Why? Because
it's like
hurts?
Your nerve endings are coming up. Your body's feeling upset. And this is part of the way. And I'm so glad she told me that or else who knows what I would have thought.
No, but Teddy,
well,
why?
Also, I think at 3 months, things change too. I think the first 3 months, like after you start healing, like where you're at right now, you're like, oh my God, it looks so good because you still have a little bit of swelling and puffiness that gives you that very youthful look. And then after that goes down, I'm like, oh, it's not quite as tight as it was 3 months ago.
The nerve endings hurt.
Yeah, it tingles. Like for me, I think because I had also some sort of, I'm going to say it wrong, mesh or netting that they put underneath my chin because I had the low hyoid bone. That like, that's why I always showed like this from the side. So when they put it that in, then they made this really tight and then this tight. So when that started waking up and coming alive, that's when I was like, what did I do? I've been living for 3 months feeling great, but now all of a sudden I'm in this pain. Why?
Oh, but I mean, I've had a C-section, so I'm presuming it's like that, where the nerves just rejoin.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure.
I don't think that will bother me.
Just giving a heads up to anybody that gets it.
Giving an X up.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think we're really doing a service, because a lot of people just go, oh, a facelift, like, you know, like we're going out to get threads. Like, honestly, that's, you know, that it's that simple. And it's not. So you need to be prepared for the stages.
Was it more difficult than you thought it was going to be recovery-wise? Or was it about what you thought?
No. You know what? I really hadn't thought. And I really had only one consultation, because I live in Dubai. So I didn't have a chance. And it was, I went for half an hour before, you know, I flew to Vegas for BravoCon. And then I landed a week later in New York, filmed Housewives, landed back in LA at midnight. And by 6 a.m., I was on the table. So I had time to process what was going to happen to me.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
At all.
You know, flying that early is not good either. You can get a hematoma. So how many days after your surgery did you fly home? And that's a long flight.
Yeah, 17 hours. I flew home 10 days. 10 days.
Oh my God. My doctor was freaking out that I was flying.
Yeah, they were like telling me I couldn't fly for 6 weeks.
What?
Yeah. So just because the pressure in the cabin, you can get a hematoma.
No, he said fine. So. I'm fine. I mean, I am fine. So I'm good. And I'm, you know.
Yeah, I was too. But I think they just have to tell you that. Like, it's not the best idea, but. If you have to.
I had to go home eventually. But, you know, at this point, I actually think we all look fabulous and not weird. And
I'm ready for a little tweak.
Are you kidding? You would do it again?
No. I mean, after you've had that much, like all the muscles pulled, I feel like sometimes the skin, you know, it's been, God, 5-6 years, something like that for me. I feel like, oh, if I could just, you know, I look in the mirror and go, just a little bit.
Great right now. Give it another 5.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I don't think I'd ever do this again. I feel like right now my mouth is a bit wider than normal.
It's going to relax. That's what I'm telling you. After 3 months, when the swelling goes completely down, it's going to relax. And then you start thinking, God, I really liked it that tight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's pictures at first where it looks like everyone's like, did you get something done to your lips? Like all of a sudden you're, because this whole part was like swollen and tight at first. So it makes everything seem bigger, but that you like settle back into yourself. But are you like sleeping on the correct pillow? Are you doing all the things? Are you taking care of yourself?
Every night. I mean, my husband thinks it's, I mean, poor thing, you know, he's only 29. This is a lot. I mean, he's 29 dealing with a, you know, a facelift. Now I sleep with a bandage around my head, earplugs, an eye mask, And well, and sometimes I just put up the eye mask and put my glasses on. So the poor man doesn't know where to look anymore. It's like the least sexy time of
life. And I mean, didn't the doctor tell you it's at least 2 years before you can have sex again?
I'm having
sex. Right.
We're having sex. Thank God. I tell you what I did do in LA too. I spent my whole time in doctor's offices. I found the best hormone doctor ever. And
who?
Dr. Chris Asandria. Have you heard of him?
No.
I'll send you his number. He put a testosterone pellet in my butt cheek, not up my bottom, don't worry, in the muscle. Go on.
I would never be able to do that. I am very sensitive to testosterone. I can't even take the cream. It makes my skin break out so bad.
Oh, well.
I mean, loved it. It was the best thing ever for me. I had so much energy.
Yeah.
But when I got the cancer stuff, my doctor said I couldn't be on anything like that.
Oh, no.
So it was so sad because I loved it. Like, I felt like I was like on top of the world.
Me too. Me too.
I wish.
Oh my
I could.
God, Sergio's come running back in the room. Now he thinks it's because of the testosterone. Honey, it's not. She's stoked. Where's your, she's got skin cancer. It's gone. She's managed to, it's not because of testosterone.
Yeah, it didn't come from the testosterone. It just, when you have something in your body that's growing or that's developing, they don't want to add any. I was also on estrogen. They don't want anything that's going to multiply any cells.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye-bye. He hates all these doctors.
I love that. I mean, I noticed even at BravoCon, he's so like aware of how you're feeling, how you're doing all the time. Like, such a good guy. And meanwhile, my husband can see me right now and I'm shooting him daggers.
But I feel like we all have, the three of us have very, very similar husbands, which we're incredibly lucky, you know, and I wonder why, because we're all alpha females, and our husbands are very, very easygoing, kind men. It's very interesting.
Well, at least Edwin's easygoing until he's not. Like, if he pushes one button, like, which I know what it is, then that's where he's like, nope, that's the switch. Do your husbands both have that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Eddie's so easygoing. It takes a lot to upset him. And we have like a weird relationship. Like, we'll fight maybe like once a year. We'll get into a big fight. And then we'll get into this big blowout fight. And then like an hour later, it's like, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? It's no big deal.
I'm exactly the same. No, he doesn't fight really, because I'm the one that goes from 0 to 100. And then he just like knows that I'm going to come out of it. And that's it. We go straight to dinner. So I don't really hold on to things. I kind of have this terrible thing of seeing red. And then I get over it. But it's a situation, not him, more than anything. You have to control my temper.
That's how I am.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we have like very, very similar, lives actually. Here you go. But husbands as well. And it's like, if I look at the Bravo husbands, ours are, you know, pretty much the most alike.
They're the most unscathed. They're under the radar of like, when you go through some of the others right now, you're like, jeepers, glad I'm not married to that one.
Yep. I mean, they're just relaxed. I think relaxed in their own skin. And you know, I think Sergio's had to learn. I mean, obviously he's not got age on his side yet, but he's learned a lot just from being here and being with me and sort of riding what older, you know, women do and learning from us. And I think he's just made him sort of relax into his own stride.
He's comfortable and he knows what he's doing now and he has a purpose in what he's doing. And he's good at it. That's a nice comfort to have. I have a question. Was your first husband, was he the more dominant?
Yes. I suppose yes, actually, is the answer. I mean, he was just more of a grown-up. I'm not a grown-up. I don't want a grown-up life. Like, I went to I went to a cocktail party last night in a sort of beautiful, like, cocktail dress and, you know, a private members club. And I almost got anxiety because it was my old life being in like London and Annabelle's and going to all these places and being a real grown up and discussing work that day and, you know, what we'd done and which school our children were going to. And I have to put this voice on because that's the voice that everyone talks in. And I just, I spent my whole life trying to get out of that life and having this very relaxed life in this glass house, like the LA life, which is what I always wanted, but never got there. But I've made that here in Dubai. And, you know, I think he was just a proper adult and I'm not ready to be that.
I love that.
I love that you realize that about yourself.
I totally realize that about myself. I've spent my whole life.
Adulting's overrated.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I will not adult today. I mean, I think
being able to have the freedom to do what you want to do and what you love doing. And I mean, that's pretty cool.
I mean, you've created that too, is like, you know, what Teddy, with what you're doing now, being able to run your own life from home and doing what what you're thriving is. We were talking about this. You've literally created your own or manifested a job that just doesn't exist and made it work for you guys. And, you know, what we do now is just such a joy. It's such a joy. And we're all women in our 40s. And when, you know, actually the world is beginning, well, 50s, exactly. Unbelievable. I forgot you told me that, actually. Insane. And, you know, when the world normally is, you're beginning to feel a little bit invisible. And actually, you guys are trailblazers for showing women in their 40s, 50s, that we're just getting going. You know, look at us. I mean, first of all, Tamara, you couldn't tell you're in your 50s whatsoever. I was completely blown away by that. But that gives you another 10, 20 years of this.
I hope so.
It does.
I mean, I think it's fun. I think the idea of being able to recreate your life and start new things and have new goals is where at least I feel like I thrive. If I'm complacent, it's when I start to get miserable and I start to make bad decisions. So it's like finding new things to talk about, finding the next goal, figuring out what that dream is. And I think so many women are capable of that and they just get scared. Like, what if I fail? But like, I'm sure all of us have failed a million times.
A million.
Oh, for sure. I don't think I became like comfortable in my own skin until I was, you know, out of my marriage at 41 or 2 years old. And my whole life changed at that point, everywhere from love to being, you know, more successful to all the things that I do.
Let's take a little break from the show and, well, first of all, say a big thank you to Regain Couples Therapy by BetterHelp, who've sponsored today's show and the important work they do. Everyone likes to remind us that relationships take work, but how do we actually do the work? You know, when I was married and getting divorced, it was really hard work to do the work because, you know, you have to commit to a therapist at the same time every single week. And I couldn't do that, and nor could my ex-husband. So this would have been genius back then. So whether you're in the honeymoon phase or partners for life or just setting aside time to listen to each other and work through conflicts can transform your relationship completely. You can learn to voice your needs and understand more about your partner's needs and find out different ways to support them. It really does give you tools. So like I said, when I went to couples therapy with my ex-husband, I found it really helpful. So if your relationship is having ups and downs, don't worry. It's completely normal. With BetterHelp, is completely online. You really should consider giving Regain a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which, as I said, would have been like a game changer for me. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So you're not stuck with anyone you don't like. The best relationships are always worth fighting for, everybody. So try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/uncut uncensored today and get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/uncut uncensored today. I really hope this helps you out there. Let's get back to the show.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier, and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru, and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper. Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money. Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
So let's take a little pause from the show and talk about Shopify.
I can't tell you how relevant this is to my life right now. And when I started podcasting, it really was the furthest thing from my mind. But now I'm selling online. I've started selling my own brand, bustthelabel.com, and it's become so easy, all because I use Shopify. That's the sound of a new sale. It's on my phone, actually, and I just see it going ding, ding, ding all through the day and night. And it's so fun. And the analytics and everything, I can tell where all my customers are, how they found me, et cetera, et cetera. It's been amazing for us. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. So like us, we're a startup. You can launch your online shop stage and have a real life, like sort of shop front, all the way from we've just hit $1 million, which I hope we will get to very soon, everybody, with your support out there. So whether you're selling scented soap or gummies like us, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. So it's 36% better on average compared to any other leading commerce platforms, which is amazing. So you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify's magic. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DND, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DND and grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/DND. Do you think that the surgery and all of that gave you more confidence going back onto Housewives? And do you feel you did it for that or just for you?
No, for me, I was training really hard and I was doing fitness competition and my body weight got so low. My body fat got really low, which ultimately at this age will make your skin fall. So I just didn't like what I saw. I liked how my body looked and I didn't want to give that up, but I didn't like how the excess skin, because I had less body fat, made me look. And I went to my doctor and I said, just a little bit. And he's like, I don't know. Like, you're still kind of young. And I'm like, trust me, do this. And he did. And he's like, oh my God, like, it made a huge difference. So I did it for me. I didn't really do it for anybody else. I think I'm my worst critic ever. I mean, I'm constantly looking. I'm a little obsessed, like, oh God, it's getting a little wrinkled. And I'm like,
no.
This day and age, it's hard because everybody's so filled with fillers that nobody has wrinkles anymore.
No, you look amazing. Don't touch yourself.
Between the filters and the fillers, you know, we are now mannequins.
We are.
And that's what we have to look up to. And it's like, you know what? Maybe let's just normalize that we do have pores and we do have wrinkles and it just happens. Even if you have a facelift, you still have natural wrinkles in your face.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and as we should, that's why, you know, it's quite nice that we haven't done the top part of our forehead because we can still have movement.
Yeah.
Do you think, Teddy, that doing it younger is better? Because, you know, now I've done it. I can see probably because it's only been 21 days and I did major surgery and it's already gone. Like, if you could see how I looked when I came out versus now in 20 days, I wonder if that's because I'm 47 and not
well,
in my
what,
50s.
What they said to me was, because I went in, this is something that's bothered me my entire life. Like, ever since I was younger, I always had that protruding bone. And then because I would gain and
well,
lose
genetic,
weight,
right?
I was genetic, but also genetic. Like, I had a bunch of loose skin surrounding it from all the different weight loss. So when I asked the doctor, I said, you know, my husband thinks I'm a little bit like that. The fact that I'm doing this before I'm 50 years old, he thinks is a lot. And she actually said, this is the perfect time to do it because your body is going to heal quicker,
faster, yeah,
better, and your skin is more resilient to healing versus somebody who's like in their 60s where their skin elasticity isn't even really there. So then they're pulling it. And then it's just, I'm not saying it's not going to look good, but I think oftentimes when you see people that have gotten later facelifts.
Yeah. I also think when you get it done a little bit younger, I think I was in my 40s too. I think I was 49 when I got my facelift done. Lower facelift. It's not as drastic as if I did it when I'm 60. Like, there's going to be such a drastic difference in what I look like. And I'm like, if you do a little bit as you go, it looks natural.
It really does. It's so smart. I mean, it's so clever. Now I've done it.
I don't think I could go through it again right now, but now I've done it, I'm like, wow, I'm so happy I've done it. I'm so, so happy I've done it, because I know this is going to last me and take me into my 60s. I think, you know, with Teddy, it's different, because that was something, I think if you've got something genetic, then you should do it in an early age. That is like changing the shape of your face. Which it's like a nose, if someone's mm-hmm. unhappy with your nose. I mean, I just believe in freedom of choice completely. And it's fascinating. So many women have written to me since I've done this, just sort of really appreciating the honesty that we've all had. And I think with housewives, all of us have kind of gone through this publicly, which is mm-hmm. just, it's so nice to be, it's like anything like this. I think people are scared to talk about it, but I hope that we're opening a door to make it way more acceptable, because we are living longer. We're doing things for longer. We're going forward and working for longer. Why shouldn't we look good?
So like, if you want to do something to make yourself feel better, then do it. If you're doing it to make your husband feel better, or, you know, the public talk less about you, then that's a whole different thing. Do it if you want to do it. Don't do it if somebody else wants you to do it. And I talked to so many girls in my younger days that, oh, my husband wants me to get my boobs done, I don't really want them. Or don't do plastic surgery for anybody but yourself.
So now that you're back on Housewives, like, have most of the girls done something like this?
Yeah. I mean, I know on my cast, like, Shannon's been public about it. She did a lower facelift a couple years ago. Emily had some work done. Like, the ones that
Vicky has,
those are
too.
The only ones that I know. Like, some people talk about it, some people don't.
Vicky did it on the show, I thought.
Vicky did it as
Vicky
well.
Did it.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah. I think you just get to a certain age, and especially being on TV as well, it's like you want to look your best.
And I saw, actually, the day before I was leaving LA, I ran into Heather and Terry on the street. They were super impressed, because Terry was trying to persuade me not to do it in BravoCon, because he was like, you can wait. And then when he saw me, he's like, okay, it's great. But he did say to me, you know, he said exactly what you said. He said, the first 3 months, you're going to be like, wow. And then it does relax.
It does relax. And you're like, take me back to last month.
But then I do feel that it's so tight, like when you talk and you eat and things like that. I'm quite excited to have I want the final thing. Because for me, you still look very, very tight and good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we've lost Teddy, but anyway, that's a shame. It is what it is. BravoCon, what a year. What did you think?
What a year. I definitely liked it better in Vegas. Well, mostly because it's a 45-minute flight from my house.
Oh, okay.
But I felt like it was way more organized. And although my feet are still hurting, I seriously think I did nerve damage to my feet.
Well, you had the best party by far. I just want to put it out there. She had the best party. Teddy and Tamara had this unreal party. Everybody was there. It was so crazy, wasn't it?
It was crazy. And you know what the crazy thing is that, you know, we podcast last year and we wanted to podcast this year. And because it was a different location and all that, we're like, you know, iHeart said, well, why don't we get a suite and we can, you know, do a little party. And so me and Teddy didn't really know what to expect because we weren't really in charge of the party. So we're like, oh my God, what if it's like not good? What if nobody shows up? Like, we had all these thoughts in our head. Like, we put the invitation out to, I thought everybody, but not obviously. Some people were coming up to me going, how come I wasn't invited? I'm like, oh shit. You know, there's so much talent at BravoCon. You can't like remember everybody. Everyone. And plus we were in a suite. It was a nice size, but it wasn't huge.
No, it was packed.
It was packed. I mean, I remember one day, one minute coming out of the podcast room and I'm like, it's just a sea of people. I mean, there's people there that I didn't even know was there, but there was no fights that I know of. And it was really just like fun, no drama, fun. We were just all hanging out. Joe Gorga was getting the party going by pouring shots in people's mouths.
You were doing it by the bottle from Joe Gorga. But, you know, that was my favorite moment of the whole thing. I have to be honest. How did I feel? I felt Vegas was bigger. You know, I felt Vegas was like, wow, you know, but I loved New York too, because it felt a little bit more intimate and you got to see everyone
for sure.
More. Vegas is a thing. It was so huge that if we hadn't had your party, I wonder whether we'd have seen all the talent, because it was so organized that everyone was ushered into different rooms and, you know, and it was like a machine.
Oh, there's so many people, even people on my cast that I only saw one day out of the 3 days, because they had us going in so many different directions. But literally, like, after we had the party and then everybody left, me and Teddy just sat in the bed and we're like, we fucking did it. We nailed it. That was an epic party. I don't even think we can duplicate that party next year. It was so good.
Oh, you can.
And it was one of those, you know, pleasantly unexpected things that happened. And then I'm like, I'm done. You can send me home now.
No, that after was the a party. Cool party.
I'm like, I'm good.
You were right. And it was just, as I said, just happy, happy vibes. Because it was the start of BravoCon 2, I think everybody was so happy to see each other after a year. And it was just a nice way to kick it all off. So you have to do it next year. You absolutely have to do it next year.
We'll try. I don't know if we can top that though.
I did feel one thing was a bit weird when they split the casts up for photos and things like that. So, you know, some of us would be with different franchises, you know, doing.
Yeah.
Did you have that?
Yeah, that was, I did. Who was I on with? Oh, Meredith.
Oh, I love Meredith.
So me and Meredith took pictures together. Yeah. You always wonder like, who comes up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I was with some people from, you know, different shows from, you know, Housewives, okay, but I was also put with like, you know, people from Below Deck or, you know, different shows. And I wonder how that works, because for the fans, I'm like, if they're coming to see a housewife or they're coming to see Below Deck, you know, maybe they don't understand who the other person is.
Right. Not like not everybody that, you know, watches Below Deck watches Housewives or vice versa. Yeah. I mean, I was fine with it, whatever, but it's true. It's like, how do they come up with this? Like, who's going to hang out with who and who's going to take pictures with who?
And did you do the stall?
It was fun. I had a great time.
Did you do the stall? Did you have a stall?
No.
No.
Oh, yes. You mean like the
booth.
The booth.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a Tres Amigas one.
Oh, yes.
So
you were
Shannon
near
and
us.
Vicky had, yeah, we sold some stuff there. But for last year, I had one for my CBD company. And it was just too difficult because it is a supplement and it is cannabis, you know. They wouldn't allow me to have product there. So I'm like, you know, it's just not worth it to me to do that.
No, I mean, we had a booth too, but it's nice for the fans like to go and meet everybody, I think.
Yeah, your booth was right next to ours.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember now. You know, it's really nice to meet people, but I think, you know, the work that goes into putting that booth together, I'm not sure I would do it again. But I'm really excited to go back to Vegas, I have to say.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I guarantee it's going to be there next year.
Definitely. I thought that was already a given, to be honest. But, you know, I mean, it's different for us. Our show wasn't really out there yet because they're holding it till, I think, mid next year. So, you know, we weren't airing.
Oh my gosh. It seems like you haven't been on air forever. How long has it been?
I mean, it really has been forever. It'll be two years nearly, I think, when it comes.
Well, I'll tell you what, they held us as well. They held us for, I think, a little over 8 months. So we stopped filming last season 14 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So it's been 14 months since we've been filming.
And do you find that that's because the girls, I mean, because we're new, so it's different. But do you find that the fans, it doesn't make a difference because when you come back, it's just like more impact? I wonder why they do that.
You know what? I don't know. We don't normally do that. I think that they were changing programming.
Yes, and that's why happened to us.
That's why I think the fans were definitely like, where's Orange County? Where's Orange County? So I have a suspicion that next season's going to be a quicker turnaround. But I never know.
Yeah, that's
you know
what
we're out of the loop on those things.
We heard that ours is going to air, and then we go straight into filming. So you know,
yeah,
I'm actually enjoying the time off. To be honest, I haven't had this much time off in ages, so I'm really enjoying just being at home and not being a housewife over here.
That's how I feel too. It's like, my gosh, it's so nice, you know, just having the time off and not having to worry and not having to be so busy.
Yeah, I think that's what's really nice. When you film as much as, you know, we will have and you sort of film in succession, to have real time off where you're not working for Housewives at all, that you can just be yourself at home and hibernate is such a luxury.
I agree.
And just be with your family. How is your family? How are the kids?
everybody's good. You know, I only have one child at home now.
Yeah.
And that's Sophia, and she's 18, and she took a gap year. So she's not going to go. She's trying to figure out what she wants to do. So she's kind of my baby, and I really don't want her to leave. I don't want her to go away. I'm like, listen, you can stay with me until you're 30.
Oh, I must be really
hard. This is my last one. Empty, you know, nest. And then we got a puppy, and that's like having a child.
Yeah. Well, Sergio,
it's a lot of work. So
we've got three
dealing
of those.
With that. Family's good. We bought a house in Big Bear recently, and kind of up in the mountains by where, a couple hours from where we live. And we've been spending time up there. So kind of splitting our time. It's under construction right now. So we haven't been spending that much time, but it's almost done. And we're just going to split our time. That's like our happy place away from everything. Like I wear a flannel and, you know, yoga pants and and Uggs and just relax. And I love it.
You see, as you say that, it sounds again, so like us, because we've just bought land in Bali. And it's so funny that we have these high octane lives where we have to do, well, not have to do, but we have this, you know, completely parallel life where we sort of have housewives, this machine. And then we want to do in our time off is wear Uggs and a sweatshirt and go and live on an island in the middle of nowhere, you know? And
I mean, I'm mostly like this, you know, hair in a ponytail and hardly any makeup on and, you know, sweatshirts, hoodies and workout pants. That's me, or sweats. I love my sweats.
And it's great to have both sides. I used to live with models when I was younger, and I remember that they looked so glamorous in the magazines. And then when you came home to stay, live with you, you know, they were like messy as hell because they didn't want anyone to touch them. They didn't want their hair and makeup done. They just wanted to be relaxed. And that's exactly.
I hate having my hair and makeup done. I was at the Variety party last night and down in Beverly Hills. And I got home and I'm just like, strip this makeup off and the hair, it was so curly. And I'm like, I can't.
I'm done. I hate it. Well, I mean, I think that's what, you know, the plastic surgery has done for us as well, is that I find that you don't even need as much makeup. You can do your makeup. I think when I always got to the stage, you know, I just was looking a bit tired. And my eyes were sagging and everything. So you really needed like hair, which pulls up your face.
Yeah.
And makeup, which hit everything. And I really feel the one thing that this has done for me and everything is just, I feel so good in my own skin now. And I feel so relaxed.
As you should.
As a person.
It makes such a huge difference on how you feel in life. Like, you know, it's one of those things where Eddie's like, oh, are you excited to go to the party tonight? I'm like, really, if my glam's good and I like my outfit, then I feel confident, then yeah. But if I don't, like, you know, I get a little insecure. But at home, I want to look like this. I don't care.
Well, I mean, thank you, Tamara, because, you know, I just want to say that today, I think coming out of what I've been through and what everyone's been asking me, it just shows that I think all of us have these glamorous things that we have to do. You know, deep down inside, we're doing this absolutely for ourselves. And
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And not for nobody else, not for our husbands, not to look, you know, not for the TV. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, when the TV is gone and everything else is, you know, finished, which will happen to all of us, that we're just happy in our own skin and our own lives that we're building, which is a much quieter life than, you know, we have right now, which I'm definitely looking forward to, I have to say. Yeah. I mean, I'm not in a rush to get there, but like I am weirdly building it now.
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm like, my next step is like just retirement. So I'm just setting myself up and paying off houses and cars and, you know, money in the bank. And like, I am literally setting myself up to just sit in a rocking chair and have enough money to do what I want to do.
In Big Bear
or wherever. I want houses everywhere.
Oh, well, maybe you can come and join us in Bali. on the ocean. That's where I
have
to
get going because I have an 11:30 appointment.
We're done. Okay. So thank you so much for coming on Uncut and Uncensored. It was a bit of a mishmash tonight, but anyway, super happy.
That's all right. We had problems getting on and Teddy got dropped, but that's okay. But you know, we're dealing with, you're in Dubai and we're in California. So. Yeah. Totally understandable.
Yes. So thank you everyone for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored. And thank you, Tamara, for joining. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday.
Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.